Hello, my little rosebuds. How are you? Yes, I am now married. I have a different last name, but you didn't know my original last name, so it doesn't matter. Anyways, tonight we will be getting into a very popular case at the moment, and I just think it can use all the media attention it can get so we can find this shitbag fiance of Gabby Petito. I'm sure you recognize that name. I'm sure you have delved into it with your friends. So tonight, I invite you to grab your weed, grab your wine, and we'll dive into this true crime. Missed you guys. So happy to be back. Hello, my little rosebuds. Welcome back. I have missed you. I am sorry. I thought things would calm down after the wedding. I've been really busy with school, catching up on things that I got extensions on for the wedding and such. So yeah, but good news, I made president's list this semester. Oh yeah, oh yeah. With a wedding going on, so I feel really, really good about that. I don't want to brag about me. So let me get into the strain of the day. I have been smoking a strain called Hawaiian Punch. It has a great fruity flavor to it. It smells good. Well, if you like the smell of weed. Like, my husband hates it, so he would not agree, but it smells good to me. Smells good to me, girl. And I've been also smoking concentrate in the form of live resin. This one does not have a name. I give the Hawaiian Punch 9 out of 10 leaves. It's been knocking me on my ass, folks. I really enjoy it. Nice chill high. As always, I have my glass of Pinot Grigio with me. So grab your weed, grab your wine, grab your bowl, bong, blunt, joint, dab rig, vaporizer, whatever you are using to enjoy that sweet, sweet herb. And let's get into Gabby Petito's really unfortunate case. So, in June of this year, 2021, Gabby and her boyfriend, Brian, who is the biggest douche canoe I knew immediately when she went missing and he came home, he had something to do with it. But I am jumping ahead of myself. But douche Brian LaBitch faced instead of Laundry. I will think of a better nickname than that. But yeah, Brian the Bastard, maybe. Bastard O'Brien. Ooh, I like Bastard O'Brien. Okay, let's continue on. So, June 2021, Gabby and Brian leave Brian's home in Northport, Florida. Now, Gabby is from Long Island, so that's clearly, if you're not from America, I have listeners outside of America. One is on the top of the United States, not near Alaska, but like the mainland United States in the Northeast. And then one, obviously, Florida is the complete bottom of the United States, the panhandle. So same coast, but pretty far away from each other. So anyways, Gabby drives her van, which she has renovated down there. It's this cute little white van that she redid the inside so she could be a blogger. And record things and travel around the United States with her fiance, Brian. So she drives the van down and they live together in Florida for 2 years at Brian's parents' for over a year. So this is where they leave from to start their road trip. So the couple had plans to go west in Gabby's van to visit state parks. State parks will become a big part of this, as you probably know. I personally love our nation's state parks. They are amazing. I am not downing them, but a lot of them are desolate, don't have great cell service, which is great because it's protected land, but very easy to hurt someone and to lose the body there. So they're planning on going to national parks. So just keep in mind, if you're not from America, out west, a lot of our national parks are like deserts, are like the Grand Canyon, stuff like that. So water would be very important. A lot of them, it's very warm during the day, very cold at night. That's important. But like I said, desolate. So imagine a lot of space. Some of our national parks are filled with trees and stuff out west. We have California that has the redwoods. But where they were going, like Yosemite, Grand Canyon, all those deserty parks. So, but beautiful, absolutely breathtaking, but vast amounts of land for you to hike, picnic, travel on. So yeah, easy to lose a body if you want to in one of these parks. In fact, the Toy Box Killer, which we did a episode on, he worked at a national park. They never found any of the bodies that he was, you know, he allegedly killed. He definitely killed. But, you know, they found the tapes and stuff and had the woman who escaped as a witness, but he worked at a national park. There were never any of his bodies found. So just keep that in mind. Okay, so let's jump to July 2021. They go through Colorado. They head into Utah. Gabby is posting pictures. She has a picture of her in a bathtub that's like in a mountain, which is like the coolest thing I've ever seen. And it says, "I took a very relaxing nap here with a smiley face, a pear, and a martini." And it says, it has the hashtags hot springs, natural life, van life travels, nomad life, zen, meditation. She looks happy in this picture. She looks really relaxed, actually. It looks very, very nice. Hot springs are fun to enjoy. I would like to go back and enjoy them again. Definitely one of the cooler parts of America. So just know she's posting, and she is posting regularly to this Instagram, and she has a big following. I mean, this post has 30,000 likes. So we know that she wanted to be a vlogger. So like, just keep that in mind, because like, if you want to be a vlogger, you not posting on your trip all of a sudden, red flag. So it was on July 10th that she made this post, and it was in the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve in Duncan, Colorado. Colorado has a lot of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful national parks. I lived there for a little bit. It's a beautiful state. Honestly, when I got off the plane there, because my parents moved there first and then I moved out there after them, the mountains literally look fake. It looks like a movie set because they're just so breathtakingly beautiful. So highly recommend Colorado, especially because it's 420 friendly and beautiful. Love California too. But Colorado is one of the prettiest places I have ever been. So a little over 2 weeks from them, Gabby posts a picture from the Mystic Hot Springs in Monroe, Utah. The post I talked about with the bathtub stuck in the, I don't know what you would call it. It's not a mountain. It's like, I don't know. I'm not even going to try and describe it. It's beautiful is all you need to know. On August 12th, this is important too, the police in Moab, Utah, so not far from where she posted the picture of her at the Natural Springs. So on August 12th, the police in Moab, Utah, respond to an incident. So this incident is a domestic dispute between Gabby and her fiancé, Brian. Bastardo Brian, if you want me to never do that again, I understand, but it will probably happen again. Okay, so the Grand County, Utah Sheriff's Office ends up releasing the 911 call that day when the domestic dispute call came in after Gabby goes missing, obviously, because before that, nobody would have been requesting it. So the caller calls the police and says that he witnessed Brian slapping Gabby and chasing her up and down the sidewalk and then hitting her. Okay, so listen, Linda, listen. If this dude has enough balls to be hitting this woman, I don't even want to say he has balls because he doesn't. He has insanity in public, has enough insanity to be hitting this woman in public in front of people screaming at her. Homeboy definitely has enough insanity to kill somebody. Domestic violence is never okay. If you are a victim of domestic violence or know somebody going through a domestic violence situation, please contact me on social media at Rose420 for Twitter and at Weed, Wine, and True for Instagram, and I will send you the links to all the domestic violence prevention hotlines in your area. I will also send you information on shelters. I will help you in any way you need. So just know your fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whoever, I don't care. It's never okay for them to hit you. Your significant other should never hit you. It is unacceptable. And if you've seen Gabby, I'm not saying it would be more acceptable, but she's a tiny little girl. Like, just don't hit people. It's not okay. It's not okay in any relationship. Just don't do it. It's not acceptable at all. I don't know what else to say. Okay, so he slaps her and then chases her up and down the sidewalk and is hitting her. In the recording of the 911 call, the caller, whose name has been redacted, we don't know who it was. It doesn't really matter who it is, right? I mean, they're witnessing this. They call 911. They did the right thing. Like, it doesn't matter who placed the call. I'm just happy somebody did. Unfortunately, this didn't end the best. It could have ended better, but it prevented this from escalating this day even further. So kudos to the guy that called it in. A lot of people are like, oh, I want to mind my own business. No, fuck that. You see somebody being abused, being yelled at inappropriately, approaching a kid you think looks scared, you confront it. You call 911. Like, if it's nothing, it's nothing, and that's great. But if it's something, you could have saved somebody's life that day. So just keep that in mind. So he said he saw the domestic dispute on Main Street in Moab when the white couple was driving a white van with Florida license plates. So that's Gabby's van, obviously. The caller says, we drove by and the gentleman, why they would call him a gentleman when he is slapping somebody is beyond me. So let me edit this. Just keep in mind, they said gentleman. We drove by and the bastardo was slapping the girl, aka Gabby. The caller told the 911 dispatcher, and then we stopped. They both, so Gabby and Brian, bastardo Brian, run up and down the sidewalk. Then he proceeds to hit her, jump in her van, and drive off. So he took her van and drove off after beating her up. Not a gentleman at all, guys. A bastardo, 100%. Like, I would never call 911 and be like, this kindly gentleman is just slapping around this woman. Don't worry about, like, what the? You're calling 911 because it's bad. And he calls her a girl. It's not like he's like, this gentleman was slapping this lady or madame or whatever. So, Moab Police Department Chief Brett Edge said he sent officers out to respond to the incident. They located the van and pulled Gabby and Bastard O'Brien over. Moab Police released the body camera footage of this stop. You could see Gabby's crying. She has marks on her face. Brian has marks on his face. It's very heartbreaking because we know how this ends now. So, yeah. So the body camera footage gets released. It's very sad. They admit to arguing and instead say that Gabby had slapped Bastard O'Brien. Not that he had been hitting her, but the couple that called it in didn't say he hit her once or just slapped her. They said he slapped her and then continually hit her. So, like, they missaw all of that. I don't believe it. So, they go on to say Brian didn't hit Gabby. After they speak to Gabby and Bastard O'Brien separately, the police allowed the couple to go. Chief Brett Edge goes on to say, quote, insufficient evidence existed to justify criminal charges, unquote. On August 19th, Gabby and Bastard O'Brien's YouTube channel, Nomadic Static, uploads its first video ever. So, like I said, Gabby wanted to be a vlogger. So she starts her YouTube channel on this trip. And they upload their first video on August 9th. It is entitled Van Life, Beginning Our Van Life Journey. Gabby talks about her and Brian's adventures, what it's like living in the white van. And they look happy and affectionate towards each other while in this video. Now, we all know abusers can put on a front in front of the camera, and the abused sometimes react in a way that makes them want to be closer to the abuser, so maybe they won't get abused and will be loved by this person. So I'm not saying them being affectionate in the video means anything important, but they look happy in the video. On August 24th, Gabby was spotted checking out of a hotel in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hello, Mormons. We see you in Salt Lake City, girl. We know all about you. We gonna be doing a podcast on, well, the offshoot of the Mormons. So I won't get into that because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but just know that's one of our cult episodes. Hello, Mormons, girl. You guys are a little crazy for me, but I enjoy learning about you. Okay, so they see Gabby checking out of the hotel in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that was the last time that Gabby is seen alive. On August 25th, Gabby's mother, Nicole Schmidt, said that's the last time she spoke to Gabby. The last time Gabby gave a phone call to her. Called her on the phone. I don't know why I said that's so weird. Sorry about my awkwardness. Was August 25th. Gabby told her that she and Bastard O'Brien were leaving Utah and heading to Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks in Wyoming, which look absolutely beautiful. Remind me of Kanye West. Kanye, you crazy boy, you need to go on medication. That's all I gotta say about that. Okay. Wyoming looks beautiful, though. It really, really does. So I'm jealous. Her mother says, quote, she sounded good and excited to continue her trip and excited to start her YouTube channel. She seemed okay. Gabby, whose family said that they maintained regular contact with her, it abruptly stopped that day. And in the end of August, they don't hear from her. So August 25th, last day the mom gets a call from Gabby. Now, keep in mind, this isn't the last day she hears from Gabby. Somebody sends texts from Gabby's phone. I, however, don't believe it was Gabby. I think it was a ruse to make it look like Gabby was alive. So let's get into that. So Nicole Schmidt, Gabby's mom, said she received two text messages from Gabby's phone since August 25th. But there were no photos or details from the trip. So Gabby's mom has said she doesn't think it was Gabby that sent those text messages. I don't think it was Gabby. So there's no proof because there's no pictures or anything. The last photograph uploaded to Gabby's Instagram, which you can see now if you look at Gab's Petito, was posted on August 25th, and it didn't have a geotag location like she always does, because if you're a travel vlogger, your location is semi-important, right? Right, so no geotag. August 27th to the 30th, federal and state authorities said that investigators believe that Gabby disappeared near the Spread Creek dispersed camping area in Bridger Teton National Forest in Wyoming. Sorry, that was a mouthful. So they think she's not reported missing yet, but now looking back, they think this is when Gabby went missing. August 27th to the 30th is when they believe the time frame is that she went missing. The Denver FBI asked the public for help via Twitter. They said, quote, "The FBI seeks assistance from anyone who utilized the Spread Creek dispersed camping area between the dates of August 27th to the 30th, 2021, who have may have had contact with Gabrielle, Gabby Petito, or her boyfriend, Bastardo Brian." I tripped over that a little bit. "Or who may have seen the vehicle, the white van." Gabby's documented this white van. So they're asking. In an Instagram post on September 22nd, Nina Angelo claimed she saw Gabby Petito and Bastardo Brian having an explosive argument at the Mary Piglet's restaurant in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, on August 27th, 3 days after Gabby's last known sight. So she posts this on September 22nd, but she says she saw Gabby on August 27th. Now, why she wouldn't come forward until September 2nd is unknown to anybody, but whatever. She didn't see Gabby. Let's be honest here. Okay, August 29th. Potential witness Miranda Baker claims in a TikTok post she saw her boyfriend... that she and her boyfriend gave Bastard O'Brien a ride in Grand Teton National Park on August 29th. Police in Florida confirmed to ABC News that they had spoken to Baker, but federal authorities have not confirmed her statement. So we don't know if this is true or false yet. These are just tips coming in or social media posts the police are eventually seeing, which... why are you bringing it to TikTok before you bring it to the police? Like, this leads me to believe it might have just been for publicity, which is sad. Nobody should use somebody being missing and saying they saw them for publicity. So I hope this girl actually saw them, but it has yet to be confirmed. She went on to claim that Bastard O'Brien told her and her boyfriend that he had been camping alone for days while Gabby worked on their social media page from the van. Sketchy. Like, why would Gabby leave him for days? She wouldn't. Like, no girlfriend would, especially if she had the van with everything in it. I don't believe it. If he did say that, I don't believe it. I don't even know if he said it. In an interview with ABC News, Miranda Baker said that when she told Bastard O'Brien that they were heading to Jackson, quote, he got out and he was thankful and he was kind of in a hurry. So he said he was going to go across the street into the parking lot and find someone else to give him a ride. But when we look back 10 or 15 seconds after he got out of the vehicle, he was gone. So Bastard O'Brien just disappeared into thin air in 10 seconds? I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't know. If the FBI confirms it, I'm wrong. I'll admit that. I don't believe it. September 1st. Police said that Bastard O'Brien returned to Florida by himself. Wait for it. But in Gabby's white van. He did it. This girl wouldn't just let her van that she put all his time and money into renovating go with him while she did what? Camped? Hung out by herself? The van has everything in it. Like, why? Okay. So that's September 1st. So, quote, two people went on a trip, one person returned, and that person is not cooperating. End quote, says Garrison during a press conference. Okay, so September 11th, which is the day I got married. But September 11th, Gabby was reported missing by her family to Suffolk County Police. That's also where I live, in Suffolk County, in New York. So ironic. The family who lives in Long Island, like I said, said in the report that Gabby had stopped communicating with her friends, with them, with everybody who they say. All these people say she had maintained communication. So that makes zero sense to me. That all of a sudden she just stops communicating and this kid, Bastard O'Brien, shows up alone in her mofo and van. It's not even his, it's hers. The insanity in the kid. So she was believed to be near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming when she ceased communicating. The family's attorney said, quote, each day the search for Gabby continues and the Schmidt and Petito family become more desperate. They are frantically searching for answers and information in their daughter's disappearance while Brian sits in the comfort of his home, end quote. So Brian, unfortunately, does not remain in his home. We'll get into that in a second. Fucking Brian. September 14th, Bastard O'Brien and his family finally released a statement that was completely unhelpful. It said he will remain silent under the advice of legal counsel. So they said in their statement through their attorney, quote, this is understandably an extremely difficult time for both the Petito and the Laundrie family. It is our understanding that a search has been organized for Gabby in or near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. On behalf of our family, it is our hope that the search for Gabby is successful and that Gabby is reunited with her family. On the advice of counsel, the Laundrie family is remaining in the background at this juncture and will have no further comment. End quote. Okay, so this is what I have to say about that. You can have legal counsel tell you not to say anything, but if somebody you love so much is missing, wouldn't you do anything to find them? Wouldn't you give them statements about what happened last, even if you were fighting, like, hey, we were fighting, I ended up camping by myself for days, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, something along those lines. Like, even if you're scared that they're going to blame you for her disappearance, wouldn't you want to give some information at least to get her back? And why didn't you report her missing or help out before you got back? I just have a lot of questions about Bastard O'Brien. I'm sure they'll come out. I know I can't get into it now, but Dog's a Bounty Hunter becomes a part of this case, which I'll get into in a few minutes. And I'm putting all my faith and hope in Dog the Bounty Hunter. I used to freaking love that show. Love it. I used to watch it all the time in the morning. I think it was on A&E. Is that right? A&E? Well, whatever. Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife with the nail. Oh, my God. I know she passed away. Rest in peace to his wife, but I freaking loved that show. Okay, so September 15th, the Northport Police officially named Bastard O'Brien as a person of interest, which is not shocking. The police say, quote, as of now, Brian has not made himself available to be interviewed by investigators or provided any helpful details, end quote. So Brian Bastardo's lawyer, Stephen Bertolino, said that he told him not to speak with law enforcement. He's not trying to be difficult. He's been given instructions not to speak with them. But, like, why not? Why can't he help with the case if he could help? He was the last person to be with her. Why can't he help? So Bertolino has an answer for that, too. I think it's bullshit, but whatever. Bertolino said in his experience, intimate partners are often the first person suspected in a case like this. And, quote, the warning that any statement made will be used against you is true, unquote. So this is true. And I know we've seen injustices. I've covered some in my podcast where any statement is used, the statement. I know I've watched confession tapes on Netflix, too, where people confess to crimes. I'm pretty sure most of them did not do. So I get it, but I also feel like I said, if I went missing, my husband was with me, he would have no problem talking to the police, like none. Because he would want them to find me. He also would have reported me missing before he drove all the way back home from the West Coast without me. But what can you do? So September 16th, Gabby's family releases a letter to Bastard O'Brien's family pleading for their cooperation. Imagine your daughter is missing, the last person with them, a fiance that was going to be a part of your family won't cooperate to help get her found. Like, they had to be desperate. All right, so they released this statement. Quote, we understand you are going through a difficult time and your instinct is to protect your son. We ask you to put yourselves in our shoes. We haven't been able to sleep or eat and our lives are falling apart. Please, if you or your family have any decency left, please tell us where Gabby is located. Tell us if we're even looking in the right place. All we want is Gabby to come home. Please help us make that happen. So they release this pleading statement. Bastard O'Brien obviously does not help, but that is so sad. Like, they're literally begging. Just say if they're in the right area. Like, tell us where you left her. Say anything. They are begging for it. And I feel my heart absolutely breaks for them. That this douche. Ooh, I just hate him. This douche is not doing anything to help their suffering. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, Bastard O'Brien's sister, Miss Cunty Cassie, said that she hopes Gabby Petito returns home safely. Quote, obviously me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister and my children love her and all I want for her is to come home safe and sound and this to just be a big misunderstanding, end quote. Okay, so don't stand up for your brother, Cassie. Like, have him talk to the police about where the hell she is. He clearly knows. So let's jump to September 17th now, when Brian becomes reported missing by his family. No, this is not the Twilight Zone. This is real life, people. According to both the attorney for the family and the Northport Police Department, Bastard O'Brien's family said they hadn't seen him in days. His family told the police they last saw the 23-year-old on September 14th, and he left with a backpack. He said he was going to the Carlton Reserve. All this reeks of bullshit, it says. We let our son go, and now he's on the run, and we don't want to look like accessories. But the lawyer says his whereabouts are unknown. So Gabby's lawyer comes out and says, quote, all of Gabby's family want the world to know that Bastard O'Brien is not missing. Obviously, he didn't say Bastard O'Brien. He is hiding. Gabby is missing, which, unquote, which I totally freaking agree with. I don't think he's missing. He's in hiding right now. God only knows where he is, but just fuck that dude. He's not missing. I stand behind that and Gabby's family lawyer 100%. Authorities have been investigating a double homicide around Moab, Utah, near where Gabby disappeared, but it wasn't connected to the case. So September 18th, more than 50 police officers accompanied by FBI agents, drones, canine units, bloodhounds, you know, everything. They took every resource they possibly could to start looking for Bastard O'Brien in a 25,000-acre nature preserve. So that's a huge space to be searching for this one little douche. Can you find a douche in a nature preserve? It's like a needle in a haystack. I'm going to start saying Bastard O'Brien in a nature preserve instead of a needle in a haystack. Encourage you to do the same, little rosebuds. Northport Police spokesperson Josh Taylor said at the news conference that a tip from the family drove law enforcement to the Carlton Reserve. Their goal is to locate him in the end, obviously. And the family apparently frequently goes for hikes there. He said that Bastard O'Brien is really knowledgeable of the area. And, you know, him and his fiance, Gabby, traveled cross country living off the grid. So he's also used to that. September 19th, the Teton County coroner announced that a body was recovered in the Bridger-Teton National Park. The FBI released a statement that human remains were, in fact, found. They were consistent with how Gabby looked, but the full forensics had not been done. The cause of death had not been determined. Gabby's parents were notified of the discovery and have since declined to talk to any of the media. Their lawyer is now speaking for them, and he also has no comment. Investigators are looking for Brian, Bastard O'Brien, at this point, who was last seen in Florida. September 21st, the Teton County Coroner's Office confirms that the body found on Sunday, September 19th, was Gabby Petito's, and that she died because of homicide. Not shocking to any of us. Bastard O'Brien clearly did it, but this poor girl, she was just trying to live out her dream, and somebody killed her just trying to live out her dream, and somebody she loved and trusted. The cause of death is still pending, so I will be doing updates on this case, obviously, as they come in. So as we find out more information, there will be another part to this case. I don't know when that will be because it's just dependent on the information. In Florida, the authorities continue to search for Bastard O'Brien and they have no success. And they don't find any evidence, nothing to jot down, nothing suspicious, nothing. So, September 22nd, the U.S. District Court of Wyoming issued an arrest warrant for Bastard O'Brien following a federal grand jury indictment. The warrant is related to Bastard O'Brien's activities following the death of Gabby. The indictment alleges that Bastard O'Brien knowingly and with intent to defraud used an unauthorized debit card to obtain things of value of $1,000 or more between August 30th and September 1st. So we think Gabby was already missing at this point. So there you go. September 23rd, the city of Moab, Utah announced Thursday that they will launch an investigation into the police department's handling of the August 12th incident. If you remember, flashback a few minutes, they had the domestic dispute incident where a couple saw them and said Bastard O'Brien was slapping and hitting Gabby. Gabby said she slapped him. She's visibly upset in the video released, so they're looking into that. The department's officers have been praised and criticized for how that was handled. Obviously, they didn't know the future for Gabby and Bastard O'Brien, but fortunately, many women in domestic violence situations don't live through those situations. It's very unfortunate, and it's a sad truth in America. So that leads me to September 24th. The Northport Police Department said Friday investigators are continuing a ground search for Bastard O'Brien in the Carlton Reserve. He's been missing for 10 days at that point. And the search will continue through the weekend and focus on other areas. That is all the information I have for you on this case so far. Like I said, I will be updating, obviously, as more information comes in. I feel terrible for this girl. As a female who loves to travel and is a free spirit, I feel really terrible for her. I pray for her family. I live in Suffolk. Like, it's sad. And I hope Bastard O'Brien is found by Dog the Bounty Hunter, who has now said that he is on the case to search for him. You probably saw the news clip with him, which was amazing, where he went into Brian's house. It was absolutely amazing. Like, beyond, I just love Dog. He's the best. And I think he'll find him. Hopefully he hasn't gone to a country that doesn't extradite, because that would be my first thought if people were searching for me. And hopefully he hasn't taken his own life. He needs to answer for these crimes. This family deserves more. Gabby deserved more. Bastard O'Brien, come forward and pay for your crimes. I just want to say thank you guys for listening. Check us out on social media. Twitter is at Rose420, R0SE420. So in Rose, the O is a zero. And on Instagram at Weed, Wine, and True. You could look it up under both of Weed, Wine, and True Crime on both platforms, and it should pop up. Go ahead and rate us. It helps other people find us. Keep recommending us to your friends. And I hope everybody has a beyond groovy night. Good night, guys.